Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Herm Edwards, former Jets and Chiefs head coach, now an analyst for ESPN. Herm, the offseason never sleeps in the NFL. How you doing this morning?
I'm well, and I think if you're a Raider fan, you're excited about the contract that Derek Carr received, obviously. Well-deserved. We saw what he meant to this team last year when he went down due to injury. He's the heart and soul of this football team. There's no doubt about it. And with him at the helm, they have some opportunities, obviously, to continue to win and you know, eventually start winning in the playoffs. I mean, that's what they've got to do now. I mean, they're a team that, you know, hadn't been in the playoffs in quite some time, 13 years of a drought, and found their way that way last year. And basically, you know, now they're going to be the hunted. You know, and when you look at their schedule is very difficult in November and December. When you look at it, you know, they play New England, Denver, Giants, Kansas City, Dallas, Eagles, and San Diego. Those are the last seven games. And so this will be a team that obviously big expectations, especially when your quarterback signs for that amount of money, you know, winning 12 games last year. But their Achilles heel thus far, if they want to win a division, is Kansas City. They're 0-4 against those guys, and their division record in the last 2 years is 6-6. That's not a good mark. When you think about Kansas City Chiefs, they're 11-1. So they've got to do something in the division where they can feel like they can win this division, where they can play at home.
Coach, tell the wife hello. It's your boy, Lo Neal. When you're thinking about Kansas City and looking what they did, the moves they made, drafting a quarterback, you know, Andy Reid getting a 5-year extension, GM's out. What does that tell you about Alex Smith? What does that tell you about the organization? Is the clock really ticking on Alex Smith? Talk to us about that.
Well, yeah. Now, you know, Alex Smith is 33 years old. As we know, he's not an old quarterback. Let me stretch his imagination. But I think when you look at his situation, it's one of this. How does Alex Smith fare in playoff games? And that has been his Achilles heel. That has been this team's Achilles heel, by the way. His record since he's been there is, 42-23. So, you know, this is a team that knows how to win. They especially know how to win in their division. We just gave you the numbers here a minute ago. And so they've done a nice job there. They're getting a little long in the tooth at the linebacker position. That's worrisome when you look at this football team. Defensively, they do a great job like the Raiders did last year of playing defense in the sense they take the ball away. They've taken the ball away a bunch. Alex Smith doesn't turn it over, but not a lot of big plays in the offense. Not like the Raiders' offense. They score points, but you know, a lot of that comes through special teams and defense where they scored 8 touchdowns. There are only 18 touchdown passes. And so this is a team that has trouble scoring, but their defense takes the ball away enough where they give them more opportunities. Their offense will run through two guys. We knew who it is, Kelce and Hill. You know, they were fantastic for them last year. Defense has to improve on the run game. But they're the team that beat in the division.
Herm, Raider Nation, you talked about it, is very excited and expectations are high. And you mentioned Kansas City, New England. The Raiders got to get past those two teams if they want to accomplish their goal. And I'm wondering, there are a couple of holes in the Raider defense. They added beast mode. Last year, Derek Carr threw for 28 touchdowns. Could you see a scenario to where the Raiders went more with the ball control offense to keep the other team opposing offenses off of the field? Or do you think they're just going to keep putting it in the air?
Well, that's what they do. This is the Raiders. I mean, you don't pay a quarterback, almost $25 million a year to turn around and hand the ball off now. I mean, you know, you're going to throw the football, and why wouldn't you? I mean, this is a high-scoring offense, you know, averaging 26 points. We know this. If you can score about 24 points and play decent defense, you're going to win at least 10 or more games. I mean, that's the number. The number's 24 on offense. You want to be an offense that can score 24. I still think they're going to continue to try to do that. I think defensively, this is where they have to improve. I mean, you know, the back end of their defense gives up a lot of big plays, and they're giving up 24 points. That's not a good number. They got exposed a little bit last year back there due to the fact that only 25 sacks. They need someone else on the other side of Mac to get to the quarterback. Now, they went out and obviously got a corner and another safety to try to upgrade that position, and we'll see how that pans out for them. Cordell Patterson is an excellent return guy, especially on kickoff returns. This guy is deadly. He can, you know, make big plays with the ball in his hand, but the offense is the catalyst of this team. Their defense, you know, it's okay in the sense that it takes the ball away, but if it doesn't take the ball away, what happens is because people can run the ball against the Raiders, your offense doesn't get the possessions it needs. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to stop the run on defense because you want your offense to have the ball. So they got to improve and get their defense at least into the top 15. Now you're talking, you know, playoffs and winning in the playoffs.
Herm Edwards joining us here on 95.7 The Game. All eyes on Amari Cooper this year as he creeps closer to being in line for a big contract. What kind of a step-up season do you expect from Amari Cooper now that his quarterback's getting paid and the run game seems to be improving?
Well, I had the opportunity to coach Amari in the Under Armour game when he was coming out of high school before he went to Alabama. Can't ask any more from a young man as far as his beliefs and how he carries himself on and off the field. But he's got to do, you know, he didn't play as well as he did his first year. You know, he had some drops. And this receiver corps had some critical drops at times. And I think a lot of that has to do, he puts a lot of pressure on himself. So I think if he can just play, you know, pressure-free and knowing that, you know, he is in the league and he's looked upon as one of the better receivers. You know, I say that, and the guy had, you know, he only had 3 touchdowns. Now he had 1,100 yards. I get that part, but he's got to be more explosive. You know, Crabtree's the guy that I think resurrected his career in Oakland. When you think about his inconsistency with San Francisco, he found his way with the Raiders. So I think if Cooper can get that touchdown rate up, you know, he should be a 10-touchdown guy. He's got that kind of ability with the ball in his hand.
Coach, I'm a huge component of this. All things being equal, players make plays. Coaches make decisions that can help determine the outcome of the game. You got a Jerry Rice lined up, and you're going man-to-man coverage. That's probably a coach saying, I shouldn't be doing that because Jerry's going to usually make those plays. So right. Coaches have a lot to do with decision-making. Tell us about John Pagano. Had him in San Diego, defensive guy that's been brought over to help Ken Norton. How much more would that shore up this Oakland Raiders defense?
Well, that's the key. And, you know, you have to have two minds that are on the same page. And you make a great point. It's really about personnel. You know, understand the skill set of your personnel. Your number one job as a coach, I've always felt, is don't allow players to fail. At that level, you have very good players. I mean, it's not like you don't have good players. Now, systems obviously are needed for a lot of players that play in this league, and you know that. And I think the system that you develop has a lot to do with the players you have. I mean, some people come in with a system and don't have the players to fit. That
sure
becomes a problem. You know, that becomes a big problem. I think this team is going to get away from a lot of that single safety high that they ran in Seattle for numerous reasons. Chuck Pagano's a guy that's been well-traveled. And I think with him and Ken Norton together, they can find some type of plan really to come up to, first of all, to get Mac free on one-on-one because he can wreck the game. And the problem is, you know, people are doubling him. You got to move him around, I think, a little bit more so he can disrupt the game. And then you got to protect your secondary, you know, with coverages sometimes. You can't leave him out there on an island one-on-one because, remember, when you play the Oakland Raiders, you go into the game thinking this. If you can't run the football as an offense versus the Raiders, so you feel like your running game's not very good, even though their run defense is not very good, then you're going to try to score points. Well, when you leave your secondary vulnerable because they don't rush the passer very well because the only guy that can rush him is Mac, you got a problem. So what do you do to alleviate that problem? You're going to have to go to multiple coverages and not always align single safety high and let the corners go out there and say, hey, we're going to try to, you know, obviously play man-to-man, and that doesn't work for him very well. He got beat a lot of times last year with big plays.
Coach, quietly, John Lynch and Mr. Shanahan have been making some sound acquisitions, and I'm thinking the Niners may shock some teams here this upcoming NFL season. What do you make of what the Niners have been doing?
Well, it's a building process, as we know, and I thought they had a nice draft. And I like what John did in free agency, and it doesn't surprise me. He went out, really, and got himself a veteran crew of guys that have a lot of character. And I think you're going to need that for this organization and the fact that you're trying to rebuild a team, and that's the way you're headed. So with that being said, I think this – I don't know if they're going to shock anybody this year about the games they win, but – they'll be very competitive. I think they understand that their Achilles heel is this, is they don't have a quarterback yet. He's not on campus. And with that being said, what do you do? Well, you know, when John, and you know John was in Tampa with us, first thing you do is you upgrade your defense with some guys, try to keep the game close, and then you want to run the football on offense so you can be competitive. And I think that's what their mindset is right now. And I think they will be better. I mean, you know, they went out and drafted some players early in the draft. You know, they got a linebacker that's, you know, to me, it's their Derek Brooks. You know, they went and got themselves maybe a three technique. So John understands, you know, the process of how to build a defense. So I think they will be competitive. How many games they win, you know what, I wouldn't worry about that this year. But I just think they'll be much better on the field how they play.
And maybe clearing the way for Kirk Cousins to land there in 2018. You never know. After two franchise tags, he might want to take his act out to the West Coast. Herm Edwards, unbelievable guest, as always. Thanks for joining us. Have a great weekend, Coach. And remember, always put your name on it, right?
Yeah, that's important. When you say something, put your name on it. That's exactly right.
I love it. I tell my kids that all the time, Coach. If you're going to say something, you got to put your name on it.
Okay, I'll see you guys later. Nice talking with you.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.